Passage 1. The year 2012 has one extra day in it, February 29th. This is because it's what we call a leap year. It is called a leap year because hundreds of years ago in England, the extra day wasn't legally recognized. Contracts that were made were apparently not seen as binding on that day. The British just leapt over that day. Therefore, a year with 29 days in February is consequently called a leap year, and that 29th day is sometimes called leap day. There is a well-known tradition in the UK associated with 29th February, introduced many centuries ago. Women are allowed to break with tradition and propose to their boyfriends on this day. This all started back in the 5th century when a famous Irish saint, Bridget, complained to St. Patrick, another famous Irish saint, that women had to wait too long for men to propose. According to the legend, St. Patrick said any females yearning for a proposal could ask their boyfriends to marry them on this additional day in February. This so-called tradition was even written in law in the 13th century. Scotland passed a law allowing women to propose to men in a leap year. It was said that if the men refused, they had to pay a fine. Now, in 2012, there are calls for 29th February to become a public holiday. Some people believe that it should be an official day off, because no one gets paid extra for working an extra day in a leap year. For the moment, though, the British still have to go to work on this day.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. How did British people treat February 29th hundreds of years ago? Question 17. What special thing could women do on this special day? Question 18. What do people call for on the special February 29th in Britain?